The latter fired an intercontinental ballistic missile. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has taunted President Trump by saying it was a 4th of July gift. In return, America's conducted a joint military exercise with South Korean forces, firing ballistic missiles of their own in the waters along the Korean Peninsula's east coast. Karim Dickey is an international relations consultant and head of DPR Korea New Zealand, a non-government organisation aimed at fostering better diplomatic and cultural relations between New Zealand and North Korea. And Karim is with me. So, Karim, what has the reaction to this been?
Generally, I don't think it causes too much of an issue. I think it's kind of a predictable thing these days that it gets a lot of attention worldwide, but it tends to be just another day in Seoul.
There's no feeling that the latest test crossed this red line, that more threatening than other tests, I suppose.
I think there's always concerns when missiles go up. But I think, South Korean people are used to that relationship, North and South, being quite tense.
Japan are very worried, aren't they?
Yeah, Japan definitely. I mean, I think the whole region is concerned about it.
Why do you think North Korea, Kim Jong-un, is actually doing this?
You have to look at the wider background on it, and I think it's important to remember that the Korean War hasn't ended, and technically they're still in a state of war. The war ended with an armistice agreement. And I think when you look at it being an unresolved conflict, I think more needs to be done there to address kind of those underlying issues there. I think the North Sea military action is their way of communication. There's no diplomatic relationship between the North and the United States, and I think that's a big issue that needs to be addressed. There's no dialogue.
You don't think Kim Jong-un actually wants to strike? This is about attention, is it? Attention-seeking?
I think that's part of it. I don't think there's any will to strike there. I think self-defence a lot of the time is what they push it towards, because they feel that with the military alliance with South Korea, there tends to be annual military drills, which the North see as provocative. And they feel insecure with this big military build-up in the region. In Japan and South Korea, there's a big military presence of the United States, and this is their way of kind of responding to that.
So what sort of dialogue do you want, or should there be? Is this between the United States and North Korea? Is it China? Is it Russia? What is it?
Yeah, I mean, the one thing they've always been consistent on is a peace treaty to formally end the Korean War. And the United States won't negotiate with North Korea until they give up their nuclear weapons program. And North Korea is not going to do that, because they see what happened in Iraq and what happened in Libya. For them, the nuclear weapons and the government there has said that's our lifeline, so they're not going to get rid of that. And I remember their representative at the UN said one time, denuclearization is our final destination. So what the US and its allies need to accept is that North Korea is a nuclear weapon state, and they're not going to give that up. North Korea needs to accept that the US has a military alliance with South Korea, and that's not going to change. Until both sides accept these aspects that they don't like, there's not going to be any change.
And what about the UN Security Council meeting? That's an urgent secret meeting this week. Do you expect much to come out of that, if anything?
I don't expect anything. I mean, I haven't been following it closely, because it's pretty predictable. The same thing happens again. They'll put more sanctions on, but North Korea has been under sanctions for decades, and they'll continue doing what they do.
Karim Dickey, Executive Director, DPR Korea, New Zealand, News Talk ZB. It is 15 to 5, and Barry Soper from Parliament is to follow.